WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving into something that's probably dominating a good chunk of your day, social media. Ever feel like you're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok just to see what everyone else is doing? You know that feeling when you hop on for 5 minutes and suddenly 3 hours have disappeared? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can change that. We're not saying ditch social media altogether, though. If that works for you, go for it. This podcast is about finding balance, clarity, and intention in every aspect of our lives, and social media is no exception. So buckle up, because we're going to unpack how to navigate this digital jungle with a little more awareness and a whole lot less mindless scrolling. Here's the thing. Social media was designed to be addictive. It's built on algorithms that keep you hooked, showing you content that triggers those dopamine rushes, likes, comments, shares, you name it. But here's the catch. Chasing those constant highs can leave us feeling drained, unfulfilled, and even a bit envious of everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. But listen, I'm not here to bash social media. It has its benefits. Connecting with friends and family, discovering new ideas, staying informed, these are all awesome things. The key is using it consciously and intentionally. Think about it like this. You wouldn't just wander aimlessly through a physical forest without a map or a purpose, right? Same goes for the digital world. So, how do we navigate social media with intention and awareness? Here are 5 powerful tips to keep in mind. First, be mindful of your time. Seriously, track it. Use built-in phone features or apps to see how much time you're actually spending scrolling. You might be surprised. Once you know the numbers, set realistic limits for yourself each day. Second, unfollow accounts that drain your energy. This is huge. If certain profiles leave you feeling negative, inadequate, or just plain blah, hit that unfollow button. Your feed should inspire you, motivate you, and bring you joy, not the opposite. Remember, you're in control of what you consume. Third, curate a feed that aligns with your values. Follow accounts that focus on topics that genuinely interest you, that promote positive change, or that simply make you smile. Surround yourself with content that uplifts and empowers you. Fourth, shift from passive scrolling to active engagement. Instead of mindlessly swiping, take a moment to really think about the posts you're seeing. Comment thoughtfully, share inspiring content with your own network, or even start conversations that spark meaningful connections. And lastly, remember that social media is just a snapshot. People often present curated versions of their lives online, which can create unrealistic expectations and lead to comparisons that are never helpful. Keep in mind that everyone has struggles and challenges behind the scenes. Remember that. Highlight reel isn't always the whole story. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah scrolling through Instagram one evening. She sees a friend's post about their amazing vacation, another friend bragging about their promotion, and yet another friend showcasing their perfectly toned physique. Suddenly, Sarah feels inadequate, comparing her own life to these seemingly perfect moments. But here's where intention comes in. Sarah takes a deep breath and remembers our conversation today. She unfollows the accounts that trigger negative feelings, follows more inspiring creators who focus on self-love and mental health, and decides to spend the rest of her evening pursuing activities that bring her genuine joy, like reading a good book or calling a loved one. By shifting her perspective, Sarah reclaims control over her social media experience and prioritizes her well-being. Remember, folks, social media doesn't have to be your master. You can be the one in charge. Implement these tips. Experiment with what works best for you, and remember that taking breaks is always a good idea. So, go out there, navigate those digital landscapes with intention, and let's declutter our feeds, one mindful scroll at a time. Want to share your own experiences or have any questions about navigating social media? Drop a comment below, join the conversation on Instagram, or send us an email. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it intentional, keep it real, and keep decluttering that dopamine flow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.